This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so that's what's really going on. Yes, 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 all sorts of things going on. Big news, I mean, you know, you got the president who was in yesterday, the 11th, was in France, en français, and then you have the Camp Fire, you have the Ventura Fire, you have all kinds of things going on. Election fraud going on. California, of course, 4.5 million votes yet to be counted. Yeah. And all these, and everybody's all happy with the Democrats. Every Democrat won, of course. I'm shocked. And if they didn't win, of course, it's going to be close, and they're going to have to bring in those provisional ballots. Oh, my gosh. just one of those kind of things. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21. You know, I just don't say that enough to my listeners, is thank you for listening. And because you do, and you care, and I really do appreciate that, our listenership just kind of goes through the roof, actually, which is kind of a wonderful thing. We really do enjoy it going through the roof. That's just one of the things we do. And we certainly appreciate all the good things you guys do for us here on Agenda 21 Radio and other places. In other places, I might add. New California in particular. We're going to be talking about New California. Of course, in the fire areas are both counties of New California. And, a little bit of a shout out to our Butte County, New California committee, the county committee, that is they're down but not out, absolutely not out, and paradise is not out either. Paradise was actually given the name Paradise back in the day because they thought it was heaven. This is in the 1840. Gold Rush, one of the largest gold nuggets ever found during the California Gold Rush, was pulled right out. I think it's Magalia. I think it's, there's like several little burgs up there, like Yankee Hill and things like that. It's a very patriotic place, actually. It's very, very iconoclastic, actually. It's a very Gold Rush, very, very Gold Rush in that whole area. Black Bart used to be up there. That's the operational territory for Black Bart. Probably didn't know that. And that whole, that's where they, he was from San Francisco, and he, anyway, along the Chester area there. It's beautiful, just beautiful. I think, actually, Plumas County in particular, outside of Butte County, is, it's, I would call it the Switzerland of California. It's beautiful, beautiful Sierra Valley up there. It's the largest meadow, actually, in the whole Sierras. It's beautiful up there, absolutely beautiful. And it gets into Highway 395, gets down south to Reno, up north to Susanville, and on to the Oregon and Washington and Canadian border. So it's just absolutely, it's high desert out there on the eastern side of the Sierras, but it's definitely high Sierras. Definitely. In Butte County, high Sierras, of course. In Oroville, that watershed that's up there, the Feather River watershed, one of the greatest watersheds on the planet, and certainly the biggest, one of the biggest in California, next to Siskiyou County, which is, of course, for the Sacramento River. But that watershed is absolutely ginormous. And coal, of course, gold, hello, Oroville, City of Gold, hello, that's what that's named for. And some interesting towns up there, Downeyville, the Mountain Messenger, as an example. Mark Twain used to write for the Mountain Messenger. This is all not too far away from where the burn's going on. Although it would, now, Downeyville, that's quite a stretch to get up there. Not too far. Not too far. In Nevada City, Grass Valley, the mining up. It's beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful area. And, of course, there was paradise. Paradise. Used to live up there. I lived up there. Magalia. I know it's beautiful living in the pines. A lot of lots of deer. Lots of deer. Not real bright deer. They just run right. They do deer in the headlight. Yes, in Magalia in particular. A lot of deer up there. But now it's all gone. It's all gone. I mean, it really, truly is all gone. I mean, it's sorry to say, but you've got paradise is all gone. 6,700 buildings gone, homes, other things gone. Right now, we have 29 dead, and they're out. We won't know anything until tonight because the teams are out looking for. And it's still an active fire up there in Paradise and Magalia area. A very, very active fire, and the winds are supposed to kick up, although we don't sense any right now around the Studio 51 operation going on right now. So we just, there's a lot of unanswered questions about what happened, how it started, and all that good stuff. Now, conflicting stories came in when this whole thing broke out on Thursday, and you may recall on Friday our broadcast talking about it, and we were getting all kinds of weird things coming into the studio because it was, for us, an active story. We're on the air, and it's like a story that's breaking, but we're not getting all the complete information. Of course, my sources are citizen journalists, and my sources, many of them, are part of the New California Butte County Committee, and they're being evacuated, and they're losing homes. Everybody's safe. Those of you in New California, the Butte County Committee is safe. Everybody's safe. They've lost their homes. Many of them have lost their homes. And they are in various centers right now. Various centers. Red Cross centers in particular. Housing and that sort of thing. So that is what is going on with that group of folks. But, you know, you've got 20,000, 27,000, 30,000 people displaced right now in the city of Chico and all the surrounding area. This is the same area that was influenced by, of course, the Oroville Dam disaster in which Jerry Brown almost brought down the Oroville Dam, which could have killed a million people. The guy's a megalomaniac. He's a megalomaniac. This is something that's going on. Anyway, what we've got right now is we've got the debate going on between Jerry Brown and climate change. He kind of lost really all respect, actually, with the climate change debate when he brought that up yesterday at his little meeting. He was at the Office of Emergency Services and CAL FIRE and all that stuff. Anyway, he was there, and he makes a pronouncement, you know, kind of poo-pooing Donald Trump's comments about climate, and then he uses a climate change word. And it just blew a perfect opportunity for Gavin Newsom, who didn't bring up climate change. He's just out there worried about the fire, but it's again being blamed on climate change, really. So we have the fire that gets started, and we don't know exactly how it's all started. Now, we got reports of something happening before 6 a.m. on Thursday, before we went on air. We knew there was something going on, but then by 6:30 we knew we had something big going on, like a fire, like a big fire. Things were raging. And I'll tell you, it's a stretch to have the fire 20 miles away from the city of, or the town of Paradise. And the fire had to travel very quickly and had to travel up steep terrain to get to the 2,000 foot level crest and come raging down miles away. Of course, with all the embers right racing out in front, no wonder things started to burn quick. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Strong winds are blowing again in California, and that's very bad news for millions of people hoping to avoid some of the most destructive wildfires the state has ever seen. Two of those fires have burned nearly 200,000 acres, an area about the size of New York City. They are blamed for at least 31 deaths. The fires in the north and south have forced 250,000 people to evacuate their homes.
Six more bodies were found overnight near the campfire in Northern California. Now that brings its death toll to 29, matching the deadliest fire in state history. More than 200 people are still unaccounted for, and more than 6,000 homes have been destroyed. In Southern California, the Woolsey Fire has killed two people there and burned more than 170 homes. CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glor leads our coverage from Calabasas, California. That's on the western edge of Los Angeles. Jeff, good morning.
Gail, good morning to you. It is a grim, grim scene across so much of California today. This is just one of the many, many homes that has been destroyed. You can see the ash, smoke in the air. This fire is still smoldering here this morning. We want to show you what this neighborhood looked like on Friday as this Woolsey fire ripped through here so quickly. This is cell phone video taken in this neighborhood we're standing in right now. These flames indiscriminate, taking down so many homes. And there is new concern this morning. Winds began picking up again overnight. We got a gust of 58 miles an hour, threatening to undo the progress that firefighters made over the weekend. Last night, officials ordered all of the nearly 25,000 people who live here in Calabasas to evacuate.
More than 8,000 firefighters are battling the flames tearing across California. The scenes are horrendous. In Malibu, the Woolsey Fire ripped through celebrity mansions and suburban neighborhoods.
Welcome to my home in Malibu.
Actor Gerard Butler returned home to find rubble and ashes. Officials warn nearly 60,000 homes and businesses could be in danger.
Do not stay in your homes to try and defend them. Please leave that to us.
The famed Zuma Beach became a staging area for people and their animals fleeing the fire.
With the fresh air coming, at least you have fresh air coming off the beach, because the ocean, because let me tell you, the air was so thick last night, you could barely breathe.
We have a real challenge here, threatening our whole way of life.
California Governor Jerry Brown has asked President Trump for extra resources after declaring a major disaster Sunday. The governor spoke a day after the president tweeted a message appearing to blame the California government for recent wildfires. The union that represents the majority of firefighters in this state pushed back, labeling the comments insulting and reckless.
It's a time to pull together and work through this tragedy. Things like this will be part of our future. Things like this and worse.
The Hill Fire, which is just west of here, is 75% contained now. The cause of that and the Woolsey Fire here are being investigated. Wind gusts this week forecast to hit as high as 70 miles an hour. Again, we mentioned we got a gust this morning at 58 miles an hour. That is what makes these fires so dangerous. They can spread so quickly. It also threatens to ground helicopters and planes, which used to drop water, forcing crews to fight these flames solely from the ground, which makes it so much more difficult.
Yeah. Get used to it. Climate change is here. Climate change is here. You know, it's kind of interesting. The big question is, do any of these people really understand what's going on? Do they understand what's going on? That's the question.
California hillsides. Santa Ana wind gusts started to pick up in Southern California, putting people near the Woolsey Fire on edge. More than 83,000 acres have burned, and at least 170 homes were wiped out. Matt Armbruster survived the fire. We met him Friday when he told us he and his dog laid in a creek to stay safe.
And this was all burning.
We met back up with him today.
You're still nervous.
I'm a little nervous about my house.
Armbruster was told to evacuate but didn't. Then, when the fire looked like it was coming for his home, he panicked and headed to that nearby creek.
This brush here is completely filled up high.
He stayed here for almost 2 hours as the fire burned around him.
Did you think you were going to die?
I thought for sure.
This is the concern in these high winds. Just one small hot spot can turn into a much larger blaze.
This is a wind-driven event, and the winds are coming back, as we just said. So everybody needs to remain vigilant still.
John Benedict is with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Well, I've been evacuated twice, so I totally understand the heartache and the stress that's involved in the evacuation process.
While firefighters battled on the front lines, they also found themselves fighting a Twitter war with the president, who blamed forest mismanagement. The president of the Association of California Professional Firefighters fired back, calling President Trump's message ill-informed, ill-timed, and demeaning to those who are suffering.
Armbruster was reluctant to talk to us because not only did he survive, but so did his home. And so many others in his neighborhood are returning to scenes like this. DeMarco.
Well, let's take on what the president was saying there. And the president is absolutely correct. Hate it to really break it to everybody. But Jerry Brown has been negligent as the governor. This is all these fires under the records are going to show. We're going to break out the records. We've got some articles and the facts about fires under Jerry Brown and the gross mismanagement of the areas that have been burned, there should have been controlled burns. There should have been a much better approach. And by cutting the programs out, and we'll prove this, of the budget for fire suppression in these areas by CDF, what does that tell you? It tells you, let's just let these things burn. And there's motivation here for Jerry Brown. He's desperate for cash. The state is desperate for cash. And billions of dollars have been fleeced from the federal government by Jerry Brown and his minions. That's the reality check. The narrative they're trying to establish, like with CBS, of course, a big fan of Jerry Brown, right? Always out there promoting the climate change business. Of course, it's kind of interesting. We still do not have a reason why or how the fire got started in the Camp Fire or the Woolsey Fire. It's all under investigation. You can look it up at Cal Fire. It's all under investigation. Now, they think, they may know. I'm kind of curious about timing and everything because I was getting reports before 6 a.m. What's up with that? And then they say the fire started at 6:15. What's up with that? It started in a very remote area of the Feather River known as the Camp Creek area, hence the name Camp Fire. Now, it doesn't mean the Camp Fire fire. It means the Camp Fire. And I'm sure that Donald Trump the president is going to claim the major disaster declaration, of course. But there's something wrong with the picture, and that's what the president is trying to say. You know, how much money has California benefited by these disasters? Sometimes it's called disaster capitalism. Uh-huh. It's a technique, disaster capitalism. Probably don't know that or don't want to even hear about that, but it's true. They get big bucks for this. Let it burn, baby. Of course, we know about the so-called car fire, and then, of course, the fire that happened in Santa Rosa. All of it with heavy, heavy underbrush. Hadn't been cleaned out for years. In fact, we have people. That have been employed in the new California state movement and been employed in normal years before Jerry Brown as people that go out, take their heavy equipment with them, and what they do is they gather up all the slash, all the beige or biomass that doesn't need to be around. They clean the forest. They clean the chaparral. But not so much with Jerry Brown. Oh, no, don't need to spend that money. We'll spend it on illegal foreign nationals instead. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. If you'd like to call in, if you have any questions, and by the way, give you this number real quick. The call-in number is area code 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. If you have something, especially if you're concerned about the fire missing persons number. Now, remember this, and this is not the call-in number. This is a missing persons number. If you are a missing person, and you might be, you never know. If you're in one of the shelters and you hear this, pay attention, because you might want to call this number and let them know you're alive. Area code 530-538-6570. Or if you got someone, that you want to find. Now, remember, we have over 200, and the last count was 228 missing people. They're trying to find bodies right now. There's a crew of about 10 crews out there looking for cadavers. Anyway, so that number is 530-538-6570. In the latest report, the incident information that we have, just a couple of things about the car fire. It was updated earlier this morning, actually not too long ago. 113,000 acres, 25% contained. Structures threatened, 15,000 structures currently threatened right now. 6,453 residences have been destroyed, and 260 commercial properties have been destroyed. So you're talking about now around 8,000, almost 9,000 structures total destroyed, and 29 fatalities. That's what we have right now. Three injuries, 29, and it's under investigation. So those of you that have been criticizing me about the cause, we already know it was PG, and we don't know that. And our call originally on was, it's awfully suspicious how this started. We stick with that. It's still under investigation, as is almost everyone. They don't know the cause of these fires, and they usually don't know or don't give you the reason for the fires for most cases. Isn't that a little odd? I think that's very, very odd. We have a caller. Steve Elkins is with us. Let's see if we can get this all to work. Steve, are you with us? Can you hear us now?
I am here, Paul.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, well, I hear you, Paul.
Okay, well, welcome. What are your thoughts right now?
I'm just glad to hear that you're safe and sound and that your studio is still intact. When I called you the other day, I don't think, Paul, you have to be a Columbo to figure this whole thing out. You've pretty much hit on point the New California areas you have mapped out there for what you're working on there in the New California Project. Cash-strapped California, with tragedy comes great commerce. It's quite obvious. This is just a repeat of what we saw a year ago, and carving out the areas they want to carve out for Agenda 21 in Ickley. This is so easy to follow the script. It really is, Paul. I look at it, and they're just proceeding on from step one to step two, and this is so obvious to me. I think your listeners also get it. I talk about this a little bit, but you're right in the muck of it all, and I feel for you guys, because I know this is quite a hurdle to educate people to what's really going on, because they all think when we talk about this stuff, we're conspiracy theorists, we're nutcases, but this is pretty clear to me, and I know the PG, jumping on the bandwagon of going after PG&E, it's simple. And if they make it that simple and we're not allowed to look outside the box on this, well, then they close the door on that investigation. It closes, and we know it's much deeper than pointing a finger at one entity saying PG&E is responsible for this. If they can get that in the mindset of most people, this investigation stops and the truth never comes out, Paul, of what caused these fires and what's the purpose behind them.
Yeah, I mean, that's in all these fires, I mean, I've gone back and looked at dozens of fires. Of course, last year we pointed this out very appropriately when they had the wall fire in Oroville, in that area last year. I was standing up, in fact, on the tower of Oroville Dam there, the observation tower, when all of a sudden a big plume of smoke goes up and it happens to turn out to be the wall fire. And not only that, there were 26 other fires within the matter of maybe 36 hours that all popped up all over the state. And most all right. of them had no cause and still haven't been solved. So it's disaster capitalism on steroids in California.
Yeah, it totally is. Well, you got to pay for all those illegals. And last time I remember, maybe correct me on the number, but wasn't California 2.3 trillion in the hole? Was it 2.3 trillion?
Well, you know, after you get over a billion, you know, what's a trillion? Those of you that don't know, a trillion is 1,000 billion. But the state is deeply in debt and well over $2 trillion at this point in time. It was about the numbers that we had, and I think we have it up on our website. Actually, we did a story on this about 1 o'clock this morning. That was the 2015 number, 2015 number that Bloomberg had pegged California's debt at about $1.3 trillion. And now our person who helps us with the New California pegs it a little over two point something trillion, maybe three or four, something like that. But, you know, come on. That's a trillion is a trillion. Yeah. But this is just craziness. And, of course, on the cash flow side, see, this is where California is so strapped, is on the cash flow side, money coming in to support what current government that they have. And maintain government on a month-to-month basis is, you know, like Chris Street, our economist, says California is on a hair trigger budget because one fluctuation in a downward fluctuation of income coming into California, then it's over for California as a governmental system. And they're pretty close to that right now. And, of course, the downfall is what's happening in the stock market to the tech stocks. It's the tech stocks in Silicon Valley that have been propping up the government in California for years. They've been depending upon that tax revenue from those tech stocks. There's only like 100 and it was Victor Davis Hanson. I had dinner with him a couple weeks ago, and he gave a speech. And I was really shocked. He said that there's really only about 161 major tax contributors to the state of California. Now that's hair trigger. You see, they've destroyed the middle class in California. So you don't have all those middle-class people contributing to the tax rolls, you know, like they used to. And now they're reliant upon Silicon Valley. Well, of course, with the drop in the stock prices of these companies, which have plummeted, by the way, that's going to really put California over the top, if you will, in terms of budgetary needs in the next 6 months.
Well, I think it's ludicrous to think that just a campfire would totally annihilate Paradise, California. I mean, this needs to be broken down, but that's a nonsense theory that a little campfire could devastate and totally wipe out Paradise, California.
Well, you know, the thing is that we need to clarify that with a lot of our listeners that this started at what's called Camp Creek. And everybody thinks that it was a campfire, but it's kind of interesting because I was saying this. I think that there was quite a play to confuse this with actual campfires because all over Twitter, moments after this fire started, appeared pictures of people singing around campfires. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Pick your easiest route to get there, a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We are really happening. There's some big news coming up, big major news coming up about New California and other newness, if you know what I mean. There's very, very cryptic coded talk there for us here on Agenda 21. Q is what it is. Q talk from Agenda 20. A21R talk, we'll call it. Anyway, we're talking about the fire situation. I'm trying to get this news and information out to our listeners in the area, and I know we've got a lot of them. And this will replay as the show and also the podcast. I know a lot of people podcast or listeners out there, but a couple of things, missing persons numbers. Now, if you are a missing person and you haven't checked in with anybody to let them know that you are safe and sound in some sort of Red Cross area, you need to call this number. This is a major number to call in, to report in. And then others to check, those of you who want to check on missing persons, they have the latest information that they have. Currently, there's over, as reported by the sheriff last night, there's over 200 people still missing. They're bringing in 10 forensic crews to go through the area. Now, that might tell you a little bit about the size and scope of what's happening. They do expect the death count to go higher. And we pegged that number. It could be as high as 300. Could be as high as, well, 1,000. We think it's probably going to hopefully just stay at 300. I don't want any more than what we have, I know. But that's probably not the reality. I just hope and pray, actually. So 530-538-6570 is that contact number. 530-538-6570. Also, if you're in the area, Northern California or whatever, stay away, please. Looky-loos, no. Now, I'm a reporter. I have credentials. I can go up there. I can do all the things. It puts a lot of demand and stress, even for a reporter like myself, to go lapping on to a group of firemen, because what they do, if you're a reporter, is they attach you to fire people so that you're safe. You know, it's kind of like what happens in combat roles. They keep you safe. I'm not going to put them in that position. I've been around the fire thing enough. I've been up in that area and had lived through these kind of fires, Concal fires and others. So I know what the deal is, and I want to keep the firefighters safe also. So we just kind of stay on the periphery. We will be up in the general area here in the next couple of days, though, because we do have some business up there. Anyway, with us, we do have a caller. Steve Elkins is with us. He's a radio show host on Republic Radio. And, Steve, you got a couple more thoughts before the end of the show here?
No, I'm just, stay in the fight, Paul. I appreciate your education, your wisdom, and what you're talking about on your show. And I'm directing traffic over your way. I talked about you yesterday on my show, Republic Broadcasting Network. This is important. We can't give up this fight. California, if we don't succeed, they will win in Agenda 21 and ICLEI, and we got to stop it somehow, some way to make people look outside the box on this stuff, because I see it, you see it, and the excuses and the answers are giving us for what's happening here in California, it doesn't match up. They're all saying if you can't see it with your own eyes, then it's not real. It has to be backed and supported by evidence to support what they say. And I'm not buying a little campfire started this whole thing to completely destroy Paradise, California. And I never bought it the early one before I left California in 2017. They're carving it out. They're carving it out. And keep doing what you're doing, Paul. I appreciate you. And just keep fighting the fight.
Well, listen, thanks, Steve. I really appreciate it and really appreciate the call. And, yeah, we aren't going to give up. I mean, we're Americans. We don't give up. And, you know, the thing that's happening is more and more people, you know, I've been called every name in the book since I started Agenda 21 Radio for years now. And so it's kind of, okay, yeah, but now all of a sudden the reality check is that people are starting to focus in and realize these things that are happening to us, like all these fires in the Jerry Brown era, just absolutely over the top abnormal. And it's not because of climate change. You know, this fire was not started because of climate change. It was deliberately set in some way. And let's say PG&E was responsible, a wire went down and then the fire was started. We don't know for sure, but the bottom line is a fire started somehow, and it was somehow related to man, I suspect. As is all the other fires, and you just don't have, for the most part, spontaneous combustion in every one of these fires. That's just absurd to even think that. But that's what they'd rather. They want you to believe that it goes back to it goes back to medieval days, actually, spontaneous life creation. Anyway, listen, Steve. Thanks very much for being with us. So you're on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, okay, so anyway, if you want to call in, we got a couple of minutes. It's 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. I'll put you on the air. Okay, so anyway, this whole notion of the areas that are burning, quite frankly, if you take a look at the map of what New California is going to look like, it's all within New California. That's why people have been asking me, well, what do you think about all these fires in New California? I said, well, this is the ruralness. This is the battle that we fight, being rural. And the battle happens to be in Sacramento, California, the urban, in Los Angeles Basin, and San Francisco. That's where the battle is. It's the fleecing of the rural population that's going on here, even to the point of pushing us out of the rural areas so that it can be claimed by, well, the globalists. And that's really what's going on here. It's part of a bigger scheme. And the president's aware of this. That's why the president came out so hard on really an attack on Jerry Brown about his mismanagement of California wildlands. I mean, if you're not managing, of course, he's skimming off all the money to use it for something else. That's a fact. And then not even funding programs that would manage the wildland. That's another fact. Undeniable. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, Agenda 21. Gosh, the time is gone. Where did 3 hours go? Hello. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I want to plug these numbers again. This telephone number, if you are a missing person involved in the campfire, and you haven't reported into your family or whatever, they're probably calling this number, which is a number you should call to report in. Okay. We want to make sure we get everything accounted for right now, or at least the before airtime, the last number that we had from the sheriff last night, actually, at his conference, was 228 missing people. Okay. Now, we could hopefully solve a lot of this. If you are a missing person, you need to call this number so that we can get you accounted for. That number is 530-538-6570, 530-538-6570. Now, the other part of this is that, if you're worried about someone that is missing, this is also important. 530-538-6570. Same number, 530-538-6570. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody involved in all these disaster capitalistic movements by the totalitarians. Anyway, thanks for listening, and remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.